بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه قال دعا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بدعاء كثير لم نحفظ منه شيئا. Still in this chapter of the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made many du'as and that we had not remembered anything of them. In his humility and humbleness, he said, what great du'as, but unfortunately we did not remember all those du'as. قُلْنَا, so we said, Ya Rasulallah, da'awta bidu'ain kathirin, lam nahfaz minhu shay'a. You have made many, many du'as and beautiful, wonderful du'as and of absolute necessity, but we could not remember all those du'as which you had made. فقال نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ألا أدلكم على يجمع ذلك كله. Should I not show you one du'a which will give you the sum total of all the du'as that I made? That means all my du'as and the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 23 years of du'as of Nabuwat. Never on the surface of the earth were du'as made like that before. Until Qiyamah's day, nobody can make du'as like that. The du'as of the night of Badr, the battle of Badr, the du'as of Muzdalifah and Arafat, the du'as of Tawaf, the du'as of Safa and Marwa, all the du'as which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, really who can even remember them all and who can make them also all? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much he had engaged in du'as. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, let me teach you one du'a that will encompass all the du'as of my whole life. So every ummati in one du'a can get all the du'as of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is also such a comprehensive du'a that we should never leave it out. At least once every day we should make this du'a. The du'a is, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, I ask you of the good which your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked you of. وَنَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَسْتَعَاذَكَ مِنْهُ نَبِيُّكَ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَعَالِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. And I seek protection and refuge of you, of the evil and the wrong, of that which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ahid asked protection and refuge from. So by asking this, all the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person will have made so simply in one du'a. وَأَنْتَ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. And there is also a very important phrase together, and you are the only helper. There is no one else who can help. وَعَلَيْكَ الْبَلَاغِ. So do come and help me. Do not delay whatsoever. Come immediately, O Allah, and help me and grant me everything. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And there is no turning away from evil and no power to do good but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is a very comprehensive du'a, which is a common du'a, and we should try and make this du'a regularly. Allah, in the other du'a of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inni as'aluka mujibati rahmatik. Oh Allah, I beg of you and I seek from you all those things which make your mercy compulsory. There is a very important thing that when a person has got problems, then we try and solve those problems in our way, our thinking. What we should do is do those amal which draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's mercy will remove all those problems from us. Like for example, to be regular with our five times namaz, that is the faras, are the greatest things which draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. To make our namaz with jama'at, to make tilawat of Quran, to have ta'aleem in the house, to make zikr, to make du'as, these things are those that draw the mercy of Allah. And once Allah's mercy will come, it's like putting on the light. Where the darkness disappears, a person does not know. So in this du'a, we have made, the du'a is taught to do all those things which draw the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. وَأَزَائِمَ مَغْفِرَتِكَ. And those things by which definitely your forgiveness is granted. There are many amal in our deen. You do this, your forgiveness will be done. You do this, you you will be forgiven. So that is also a great thing that we should try and bring in our lives, those amal and those actions by which gunas are forgiven. Because on the other hand, gunas are the things which bring our problems. Our problems are not caused by our wives or children or the husbands or the neighbors or by some country or by some nation. Our gunas are the cause of our problems. And if we remove, so if we do those things by which the gunas are removed, then Allah's rahmat automatically comes down. وَالسَّلَامَةَ مِنْ كُلِّ إِثْمِ And O Allah, protection from all sin. A person himself, he doesn't know where and when he falls into sin. Perhaps outwardly, some people are such, we just walk into the masjid, our eyes fall on somebody, we start thinking bad of that person. There we have fallen into sin. We go home, we are sitting and chatting with the wife, and there we start backbiting about the neighbors, about some family people. We don't know where we fall into sin. It is only Allah who can protect us, and we must seek Allah's protection. And when Allah's protection is there, we will be surprised ourselves that before I couldn't keep my tongue shut, but now how I control my tongue. Otherwise, what and what I should have said on this occasion. But now my tongue is under control. My thoughts are under control. وَالْغَنِيمَةَ مِنْ كُلِّ بِرْ And an increase in all goodness. That is also only from Allah. That a person wants to do good, but on his own he doesn't have that capacity. But when Allah gives him the tawfiq, he will do a lot of good. وَالْفَوْزَ بِالْجَنَّةِ And eventually that a person becomes success by acquiring jannat, وَالنَّجَاةَ مِنَ النَّارِ And protection and salvation from the fire of Jahannam. Those are very, very great things also that a person should ask. Jannat and Jahannam are also not on our amal, as it comes very clearly in the hadith. It is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. And we have to beg of Allah Ta'ala that He grants us the ni'mat of Jannat and saves us from Jahannam. Babu Fadli Dua bi Dhahri al-Ghayb. The next chapter, the great virtues of making dua behind the back of a person. Unfortunately, we backbite a person behind his back, we speak ill of him. But really what a mu'min should do is make du'as, good du'as for a person behind his back. When he's there, you find comfort with him. And when he's not there, you make du'a for him. This is a great quality of a believer also, as Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ تَعَالَى وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَ اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ Praising the qualities of these people, Allah says, who came afterwards. The forefathers, the predecessors have left, they have passed away. And the people who came later and were these good qualities, their nature was such, they used to say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا O Allah, forgive us. وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ And forgive all those brothers of ours who have gone before us with Iman. So to make a dua for the people who have passed away, many times we talk about, we think about people who have passed away, at that moment always make dua for them. Make isali sawab, even if it is just reading la ilaha illallah, that reward is very great. Even if it is just saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pass the sawab to my marhum father, my uncle, my friend, my neighbor, whoever it was, this is very, very good and a good quality for that person who does it, and those people benefit also tremendously. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ Allah says, and seek forgiveness of your sins, and for the mu'mineen also, all the believing men, and for the mu'minat, the believing woman. Make dua for all the believers, the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all believers from the time of Adam alayhi salam. Make their niyat and make dua for them. This dua also, so simple, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ And this will, and the person who makes dua, as we will read in the hadith to come, or behind a person's back, those duas for him are very greatly accepted. وقال تعالى إن الله تعالى says إخبارا عن إبراهيم صلى الله عليه وسلم informing us about the condition of إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام ربنا اغفر لي he used to make دعاء الله forgive me ولوالدي and for my parents وللمؤمنين and all the believers يوم يقوم الحساب on the day when the resurrection will take place and accountability will take place. Yeah, إبراهيم عليه الصلاة والسلام made dua for his father until that point that Allah told him that now he hasn't got iman, don't make dua for him. So, but otherwise for all believers we should make dua. There is a great quality also of a person that he doesn't just make dua for himself, doesn't make dua for people in front of their face. There may be a lot of show in there or a lot of matlab and object in there, but behind a person's back and that person doesn't know, those are great, great duas. And we should try and make this duas for people, for all our family, for all Muslims, our neighbors, for everyone. Make dua for the non-believers that Allah give them iman and hidayat also. This is, will make a person very, very close to Allah Ta'ala.